Developments continue to unfold in Kenosha in the wake of a police shooting, protests, unrest, and the shooting death of two protesters, allegedly by a 17-year-old who admires law enforcement. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach is covering the story and is here with the latest. Chuck, charges were filed in those shooting deaths yesterday. Could you tell us more?
That's right. Kenosha County District Attorney Mike Gravely filed a criminal complaint with six counts against Kyle Rittenhouse of Antioch, Illinois. Obviously, the most serious ones are first-degree intentional homicide, alleging he caused the death, Rittenhouse caused the death of an Anthony Huber, and also first-degree reckless homicide, use of a dangerous weapon, saying that Mr. Rittenhouse caused the death of Joseph Rosenbaum. Both of the victims are from Kenosha County. And then there are four other accounts, mainly involving use of a dangerous weapon and also a dangerous weapon by a person under 18. Again, Rittenhouse is 17. Again, these are allegations and they're indications that Mr. Rittenhouse's attorney is going to plead self-defense.
And the law enforcement presence continues to be beefed up as well after widespread arson and vandalism earlier this week. What's happening there?
Well, the Wisconsin National Guard is going to get some help, I guess, from Alabama and Arizona and Michigan. Troops are being sent in, part of what the Guard calls a quick reaction force, people that specialize in crowd control and are here because Wisconsin only has so many of on that force. And these other states are sending folks in, but Major General Paul Knapp of the Wisconsin National Guard emphasized that he and, of course, Governor Evers, as state commander-in-chief, will be in command of these outside troops.
Hundreds have been participating in protests nightly since Jacob Blake was shot in the back and paralyzed by police on Sunday. What was the scene like last night?
Again, relatively calm. Most of the emphasis at the south side of the Kenosha County Courthouse seemed to be on getting law enforcement to release some people who have been arrested in the middle of the week, allegedly for disorderly conduct, some folks from Milwaukee, and also part of this traveling group Riot Kitchen, which provides meals and other support for protesters. So there was both a gathering of about 150 people at the south gate around 5:30 or 6, and at the north gate where people were actually coming out, there were families and relatives, friends of these arrested individuals there for hours, and occasionally the protesters would walk around the courthouse to show support for these families waiting for these individuals.
And in fact, you came across some people waiting outside the public safety complex because their loved ones had been detained. What about them?
Well, that's right. And we have stories on this morning. Others are having stories saying, you know, this was unfair. We don't know why they were whisked away. We haven't really heard much about why our loved ones are not in communication and coming out. There were some released during the day. I don't know how many are still being held.
And we've been seeing photos of burned out buildings and vehicles, boarded up businesses. What's it like in those neighborhoods that were hit by arson and other types of destruction?
Well, Governor Tony Evers, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, and Major General Knapp held a news conference at 5 o'clock. Evers said he and Barnes had been touring these sites, meeting with local officials. He and Evers was quite impressed by the number of volunteers and others that are helping restore some of these businesses, or at least clean up, put up boards over windows and so on, and painting to assist some of the cleanup of these businesses damaged mainly south of downtown and out about 20 blocks west.
Okay, thank you so much for your reporting, Chuck.
Thank you.
That's Chuck Kornbach from WUWM News. You can find the latest at WUWM.com.